Hello and welcome, everyone, to the Creation Lightship Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, February 21st, 2014. It's Paranormal Sounds Like Sci-Fi Night on BBS Radio. We have a lot of information and healings for you this evening, so I look forward to a wonderful show coming up. Before Ron comes on, I have a couple of reminders. This Sunday, February 23rd, is the last of the February 8-hour healing intensives where you can get healing, physical intensive healing right on Creation Lightship with Ron for 8 hours, and it's truly wonderful. There are two expos coming up that you can meet Ron and also experience the light infusion chamber, which brings the energy of Creation Lightship right to you for healing, and it's a truly wonderful experience. So those are going to be, the first one is in New York City in March. That's the New Life Expo, and they have a website, of course, so you can get all the information, and that's March 21st through 23rd. And then Ron's going to be in the San Francisco area in California. That's the New Living Expo. That will be April 25th through 27th. It's actually in the town called San Mateo, which is about 10 miles south of San Francisco. And apparently it's a lovely place in addition to being able to experience this wonderful expo. So if you're close to either coast and can get to either of those, I highly recommend it. Ron is going to come on in a moment and first clear us of whatever trauma, drama, or anxiety we might have been experiencing all week at work. So even if this isn't the exact end of your work week, you can certainly enjoy getting some of those energies off of you. And then Ron will activate the light being with peace energy. So if in the meantime you'd like, you can bring up the picture of the beautiful light being, and that can be found on creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website. On the front page, just scroll down a bit, and you will see the light being, and click on it. I know I can click on it twice, and it gets to be almost half my screen. And then Ron will activate that for us with peace energy to enjoy throughout the show. And now I'll welcome Ron on the air. Hi, Ron.
Hi. So let's get rid of some bad Scoobies, everybody. Kind of look where they are. If you don't know where they are, we'll see if we can find them anyway. Look and see what's going on in your life. And more so, see what kind of buttons got pushed during this last week, what you got involved with, situations, maybe experiences that weren't too healthy or something will help you to release the energy. So here we go. You need to think of something. Oh, one. Oh, man. Somebody have something going on. One, two, three, four, five, six. 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that feels pretty good. And let's energize a light beam. So here we go. Bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Let's see what we can do to help you out here. Bring in an energy for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. I'm sure everybody feels much better. I know I do. I wanted to just say again, last Wednesday, we had a listener write in a testimonial about an archive of a radio show. And I'll just read that again, this lovely email this listener sent. She listened to, I'm going to go through it more quickly, the Twin Flame Reunion on one of the radio archives. She realized then she was so happy, safe, and secure. It felt, of course, wonderful to be reunited with her twin flame and that her twin flame was safe as well. Through this exercise, it dawned on me how totally oblivious I was to my underlying suppressed, repressed fear of not being totally safe, and how this subtlety was indeed feeding the aliens. The sub-level of subtlety was an awakening of just how deep and thorough Ron's healings truly are. I am grateful. So thank you again, listener. And this time, I have the information for everyone. If you would like to go and listen to that same show, it is on CTR Radio, which is a different radio network than we're enjoying now. And you can link to that through Ron's website. On the right-hand side, you'll see CTR Radio right next to BBS. And the date of that show was August 28th, 2013. And you can, in fact, listen to that and enjoy that energy up to five times, Ron said the other day. The show was called The Marvels of the Creation Lightship, if that helps anybody. And that has a wonderful website, too. So thank you, everybody, and go ahead and enjoy that one. On Wednesday also, I wanted to refresh everyone's memory that Ron did a wonderful release for us all of the shadow body. And I'm wondering if a few people did comment on the fast chat that night that they felt something leaving them, and I'm wondering if anyone has noticed any changes or any other releases since then. Do you have anything you want to add, Ron, about the shadow body that we did on Wednesday?
No, not that I can think of. I'd say no.
Okay.
I don't even remember the show that much, so I would say
right.
No.
Well, you did release it, and a lot of people really felt like something was leaving them. So thank you for that. And if anyone has any, you know, more information they want to share, you can put that on the fast chat. You can write to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or, in fact, since it's paranormal night, if you would like to call in, if you have a paranormal story or a testimonial about any healings, feel free to call in this evening. And let me just check the fast chat right now. Okay. So, Ron, another thing you talked about was doing a major cleaning house up in the Alaska area that you felt might change our weather. And I wanted to say that I've just heard where I live, we've had a shortage of rainfall, and we're predicted to have a lot of rain and snow in the mountains coming up. So I think that's really working, just as you said it would. So thank you, Ron. Do you have any other information about the weather or how it might change?
At this moment, I don't.
Okay.
Go in the underground, battling these critters, and it's going. So hopefully we can help out. I don't know what to say about this major event. Recent one, both recent, the Yellowstone event.
What was that, Ron?
What that? Yeah, you may have to look in there about Yellowstone. Emitting some type of poisonous gas. They said maybe helium. I can't swear to that, but starting to erupt like other islands someplace did. And just do a Google search; you could probably find it. It doesn't sound very good. All. And the next thing is what's happened in New Mexico, I guess yesterday and today, with all the plutonium going up around facility in New Mexico.
Are you talking about where they made the bomb, or didn't they make the atom bomb in New Mexico? Or set them off there or something?
You could check into that on you know, probably Google. With the plutonium going off 2 days ago. Also, you could check with going on in Yellowstone. That's another awful thing where maybe it might erupt, you know. So, anyway, it happens, and hopefully we'll be here in a year. So, or maybe not here, I don't know. But anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And excuse me, I have a testimonial that's related to the weather from a listener, and I think it's okay to say this listener lives in Wisconsin, and it was predicted to have a blizzard that was going to be 14 to 18 inches of snow. And she ran in her name and her two daughters' name to kind of cover the state or her part of the state, both the Earth Protection and the Gray Skies Clearing, and they wound up only getting 4.5 inches of snow. And the rest of the state received 14 inches. So she said, wow, thanks, Ron and Creation Lightship. So thank you, listener, for sending that in. That's a lovely testimonial. And I think we've had a lot of testimonials, actually, about the Gray Skies Clearing and the Earth Protect. And if you haven't been listening to the show or haven't in a while, both of those clearings are free on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And you can access those. The Gray Skies is right on the left side, and the Earth Protect is on the drop-down of the free healings at the top. So I recommend those highly. So that was really good news, Ron, and a nice testimonial. But I was thinking, since things are going on, like blizzards and weird gases escaping, could you do an emotional clearing in case people are feeling a little corded to those things or traumatized by hearing some of that?
Sure. So here we go. So the issue that you have, I'm going to release that one issue. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, I thought I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, hi, Ann.
Hi, who's this?
Pauline.
Hi, Pauline. Thanks for calling in. Ron is
okay,
on the line.
Great.
Go ahead.
I wanted to share. I know I've been with Ron for quite a long time, and I keep getting amazed by all the crazy things that happen. I heard last week's show where he talked about how like timelines were not being solidified, that people were like, if you walked and you might step into something and you might trip because you were in that timeline, it wasn't solidified yet. I was talking to a friend who hasn't really gotten into Ron's clearings yet, but she's come on some of the shows to listen on a Saturday, but we were talking, and I felt like she felt like her timelines, in a way, she didn't know the words, but that they were coming, she was getting in the moment all of a sudden, and she had said, we were on the phone for over an hour, and then like an hour into the call, she got another call, but she ignored it. After we hung up, she noticed that the call was from me, and I didn't call her a second time. We were in deep conversation, and she swore that. She says it came on her call ID that I called her again, and I was on the phone with her the entire hour or so, and that was just proof to me about what Ron just asked us to check to see about the, I don't know how he said it. He said something about the hour that we were off on the timelines, that we wasn't really solidified, and he never saw anything like that late in the last. This is like last week that I think it was the show that he mentioned it on.
Right. Well, you know, the last week we were doing a lot of archives, so that's not directly ringing a bell to me.
No. That was a live show. That was a live show that he actually came back. I think he just came back from the expo, and that was one of the
Okay.
I wanted to call in. I didn't get the chance to call in. I wanted to share that. I said that's real physical proof that I was on a call with my friend, and she swears that it came on the call ID that I called like an hour or so later after we were talking. So she was actually, because I felt like when we were talking, I was helping her bring her back into the moment, because she's never timeline crashed anything. I had on my timeline crash going, I always crash timelines with anybody on the phone with me because they're always in a different timeline than me. So I'm always crashing any conversation I have with somebody on the phone. So
that's a wonderful idea.
I've never had that before.
Right, that's a wonderful idea. Do you try to keep the people on speaker also, like we talked about Wednesday, and to put the washcloth
over? No, I didn't hear that show. No, I didn't. I know I heard Ron talk about that before. Yeah. I sort of have my alien attack page up for that, the people talking about it and stuff that goes on. So I just wanted to share that. Thanks.
Well, thanks so much for calling in. Yeah, that's fascinating.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Very interesting. Yeah, that's so in case you're new listening, what Pauline's mentioning is that things could be happening on another timeline. It can somehow get bled through and pasted into this one. I'll notice around, and maybe you see somebody, it looks like your neighbor. Home when you talk to your neighbor and you say, oh, yeah, I saw you at the shopping center today, but you didn't really recognize me, or I said hi and you walked by me, you know? Oh, well, you're being rude, and the person goes, you know, I've been home all day. You know, I didn't go to that shopping center. That's kind of what Pauline is talking about. The timelines on the holographic display of them may not be meshing completely with us here, or they are meshing, either way, and they're causing the situation to occur. Or you can have something actually physically happen, and you could be in control of that timeline as you're living it and bring it into this timeline, and that event can stick here. It's a little hard to describe that, but that's what can happen, you know. Much like seeing somebody that you thought you knew, or you did know them, and maybe they're wearing the same clothes that they're wearing when you saw them, you know, you saw them later in the same day, you know? They weren't there, but they were there on another timeline. That holographic energy sort of like came into yours because maybe they were there a week ago walking around. Not today, but you saw them today. So it gets to be a little kind of to stretch your figment of your imagination out a little bit. We've all seen that happen. That is normally not talked about. Everybody would think that you're nuts, you know. Tonight's, you know, our paranormal night, so we can all feel a little bit nuts. So anyway, that's interesting for me. I was back in New York doing the timeline crashes. Is that my favorite? Coffee house, which we call the Alien Cafe. Since then, I went there once, they took out all the plugs, so nobody's up there now with computers. Didn't like people hanging out, plugging their computers in. I went there, when I was there, when they did have plugs a few years ago, and I get outside and I'm doing something, and a guy walks out of Starbucks, and at the time I had an orange t-shirt on. Must have been, you know, in the summertime or something. But I had an orange t-shirt on. And that's probably more like California style compared to New York, you know. And I don't think anybody had orange t-shirts back there, but it's possible. Guy gets out of the Starbucks. Well, I blew the Alien Cafe one. The reason why I say that is the stuff that I do there, you know, watching the aliens come in there. To eavesdrop on me, okay, as say business people. Anyway, this guy comes out, sort of looks like me, but he was smoking. But anyway, he had an orange t-shirt on. I'd say it's probably about a 50% resemblance, you know. But what do you know about this, you know? They're trying to bring somebody in that looks like me, sort of, but not really. The only two people probably all in Manhattan that had orange t-shirts on, right? And he shows up. Oh, anyway, very interesting. So a lot of strange things happen. So I think we got a caller. So we have anybody else online who would like to tell us about their paranormal experience and maybe even after that what clearing they had to help themselves out with it. So we'll see who's on, Ann.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Danny May Smith.
Hi, welcome. Go right ahead.
Thanks. So I've done a number of clearings, but recently I did the death barcode removal, and it's probably the clearing that I have feel the biggest difference from, because I can just feel that I could feel before that my body had kind of given up. And
that is good.
Since I did the clearing. Yeah, since I did the clearing, I can, you know, my body feels just far more at peace, like way, way, way more at peace. And I don't feel like I'm going backwards. Like, I don't feel like I'm deteriorating. I kind of feel like I'm just, my body's in a much more sustainable state. So I found it really, really powerful.
Yes, it is. Yeah, when you first do that one, that can definitely help, because your mind and your body's turned off. It gave up on life because it sees the death barcodes. So you get a lot of your life force energy back again, and you get, like, plugged back into life.
Yeah, it's great. I think the next one I'm going to do is the pain body clearing, because I do suffer from a lot of pain. I tried timeline crashing, but I didn't really get any success with that. So
why don't you do the body jump start? There's about, I think, 5 clearings in that bundle.
Oh, okay, really? Cool.
Yeah, do the body jump start bundle. I think it's good for about 3 months. And that clearing has a lot of stuff in there. Plus, you know, that could help you out if you're dealing with some type of health condition. And, you know, you can do as many of those clearings as you like on there and repeat them as much as possible if you need that. But it goes through all your body systems.
Okay, cool. So can I just search Body Jumpstart Bundle on creationlightship.com?
Yeah, just type in Body Jumpstart or Jumpstart, and it should come up.
Yeah, it'll come right up.
Okay,
and
cool.
It has that wonderful magnetic body alignment where you can put all your 108 bodies into alignment, which you might want to do first, right, Ron? Would that be good advice to?
Well, you may try it first, since you feel such a change with that, with the death barcode. But definitely do it at the end. Or maybe do it once a week, because it will take the clearings that you have had, and if the clearing wasn't complete because your bodies were not in alignment to accept the healing, and once they're in alignment, all of a sudden, you're going to have that energy come into you and align yourself. It's like a brand new clearing, just like you repeated the clearing over again.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I would do it first since you had some prior clearings. And then from there, maybe do it once a week and just keep repeating that until you're done with the session. And always do that one at the very end when your time runs out. Body jump start.
Okay.
Yes, and let us know how that works for you. It's possible you could do those healings and not need the pain body clearing.
Okay, cool. So, sorry, Ron, I didn't quite catch what you were saying about the order. So you said do the jump start and then do the clearings I've already done again. Is that accurate?
Oh, no. No, the body jump start will be like you did the clearing all over again. Whatever didn't get during a clearing, the magnetic twisted body clearing will reenact that whole clearing over again instantly of what was not, say, fixed or repaired or out of alignment. It'll just reactivate it, just like you did the clearing over again.
Okay, very cool. Thanks.
May I ask where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Perth in Australia.
Oh, I thought I heard an Australian accent. Well, that's wonderful. That you found Ron in Australia.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, thank you very much for sharing that, caller.
Have you been doing the gray sky clearing? I'm just curious how it is in the land under. Or maybe we're the land out here to you. We're the land over, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I just had another question, if
okay.
I may. When I did the deaf barcode removal bundled with it, is I think it's the spirit, the distress.
Yeah, it's
a stress removal.
Barcode,
I haven't. I started that, but I didn't finish it. Can I just start that again?
Yes, yeah, so just start it over again. That's fine. No problem.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks. And I do have one more question, actually, if I may.
Sure. Go ahead.
Sure.
Thank you. How do I know what clearings I can do on other people and what ones, like, remotely, like I just started up and put someone else's name in?
Yeah,
and what
you can do, as long as you pay for it, you can do any of the clearings except for the space timeline crash.
Okay.
And it's always best to go on, it's the free clearing, the 2000-year darkness barcode. Have any friends around that you see, you know, interact with all the time, do that clearing on them. It'll help them out a lot. Take a load off.
Okay,
of them.
All right, cool.
So, like, if you have a dozen people in your workplace, we'll say, know them by name, and maybe, you know, say hi to them every day. You know, do the clearing on them. Watch them change.
Okay, cool. It's not easy to get people to respond to this kind of information. I did do all my friends with that barcode one initially, but I find people aren't so open to what's being talked about here.
Uh-huh.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of us run into that, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Well, we appreciate you calling in so much, and good luck with the Body Jumpstart. You're going to feel great after doing that, and we'd love to hear from you again if you can call in again.
Yeah, okay, I will. I'll call in after I've done it. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Dan.
Have any paranormal experiences?
Why?
That's paranormal in your life?
Paranormal. Well, I can feel when I've walked into a room and the room's in a different timeline.
Great.
Or like and I'm noticing when like just abnormal stuff's happening around me, or I kick a foot on the table or I go into another. Most of the time, it's when I move into another room, like another room in the house or another room at work or something like that. And I just can feel that I'm not in the same place where that room is not in the same timeline as the room that I just walked out of. Does that make sense?
Yes, it certainly does.
Yeah. So as I'm doing more and more clearings, I'm noticing like there's a stark difference. Now, once upon a time, I had no idea. I just thought everything was on the same timeline. But now I feel I can tell quite well that, yeah, this place is not on the same timeline as that place that I just came from. But that's about it at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Fascinating.
That's good.
Yeah, just keep yourself on the creation light ship now timeline of light. And when you sense
that
like if you're not near your computer
now,
and you're not running a timeline crash at that moment, just say, I command my spirit and body to be on the CLS now timeline of light. And also,
okay,
have you heard the finger exercise? It sounds sort of funny.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so that's very helpful, too. You know, just I do it even when I'm out. I just kind of turn away from people because I find it very valuable. If I am a little to my right or left of my nose, I just pull it back and bring my finger down towards my chest, and I feel it helps me center.
Okay, is that the one where you bring your finger to touch your nose, and if
yes.
it doesn't touch right on the middle, then you're not here and now?
Exactly.
Yeah, where your finger is, your finger is maybe 6 inches to a foot in front of you, and it should be straight ahead. And if it's off to the left or the right, then you know you're not in the now.
And then you can just command yourself to be here and now, or on the creation light ship timeline of light.
Yeah, or just move your finger. Just move your finger slowly.
Oh, okay.
Some people who are real sensitive, as you move your finger, you naturally, it's like watching pictures in a book change, you know, like if you were an artist and you wanted to make a cartoon or something, you start flicking all these little, pictures. And you can actually see the room fluctuate a little bit each time you move your finger. You're in control of your reality.
Wow. That is paranormal.
Yeah, it's very paranormal. if you do it once, you can actually see it. If you do it slowly, you can actually see ripples in the room. And then you see it reform again.
So do you focus on the finger or focus on the room when you do that?
Your body will bring you back to the now, because the body wants to be in the now to get all of its life force energy. It wants to be there.
Okay.
But the finger will tell you where you are. So, you know, you could probably focus on the room, maybe, you know, turn your head maybe sideways a little bit, maybe, but make sure your finger goes straight ahead in front of you. Or maybe just move your eyes over a little bit. But you're going to know, your body's going to know where right on dead center is. It's just like an automatic thing for your body. It knows where that point is.
Yeah, I'm doing it now. I can get it.
Yeah, do you see the room kind of fluctuate a little bit or flutter or change, kind of come in and out, you know, as you move your finger?
Not really, to tell you the truth, but I'll keep working on it.
Well, you don't have to see it, but that's what some people can actually see. You can actually see that the room utter, you know?
Well, he's probably in the now right now, Ron, from listening to the show and being on the air with you.
He's
so
probably
maybe
in the real
why.
Now, so it may be harder to get out of the now.
Right.
Yeah. And I have plenty of opportunity to practice it, no doubt.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Danny. Bye-bye. And it sounded actually, thanks so much for calling. It sounded actually like we may have another caller on the line. Is someone there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hello.
Oh, great. Fantastic. I'm a newbie to all of this. My name is Andrea. I'm calling from Washington State. Hello, Ron and Ann. I'm so excited to be here.
Well,
and I've got something paranormal for you.
Okay.
Great. About 14 years ago, I picked up a hitchhiker. His initials are WMH. He turned out to be a black magician, member of OTO, Aleister Crowley, and Bohemian Grove, which is a satanic cult.
Oh, God.
And he lives 1,000 miles away, but he's... stalked me through the left eye 24/7 for 14 years, and he sucks energy, and I've liked him corded everywhere on my body, and I've tried a number of things. I'm hoping to get some help from you.
Sure. How long have you been listening to Ron's shows?
About 2 weeks.
Oh, well, welcome.
Not 2 weeks yet, about 1 week.
Wonderful. And have you done any clearings yet or not yet?
Yes, I've done as many of the free clearings as possible.
Good. Okay. Okay. Okay, Ron, you go ahead. I mean, I had a thought immediately, of course. But
Well, we have two clearings on the website that's designed for people that get connected to other people, you know, where people are using force of will against you. One of them is called the Mind Control Dark Side Practitioner. That clearing is used to know a person's name that's given you a whammy, okay? I think it's under Mind Control Dark Side Practitioner. The other clearing that could be used, they're both fairly similar, is the Curses, Hexes, Spells. They kind of both dovetail to each other. Basically, the curse of sex to spell one is if you have your life going to hell in a handbasket, you don't know what to do. That one's a good one for that. But the dark side practitioner is probably what I would recommend using to get this person off of you.
Okay.
I would do that, and you want to repeat that many times of that person. Since you mentioned Crowley, I thought I got rid of most of his energies here maybe a year ago.
Wow.
Resurfaced now. That doesn't sound very good to me. Maybe there's some other energy. Mentioned the Grove there. I didn't really feel too much with that when I was doing the clearing of him.
He lives right next door to the Bohemian Grove, about 20 miles.
Okay. And is that in Santa Rosa or Ukiah or someplace?
No, it's from Northern California.
Yeah, I know it's down there.
Near Huntington.
Okay, so I'll see if I can do anything. I don't know. Right now I'm involved with the tunnels in Alaska, so... I'm awakened now to what's going on with that, so I'll have to see what's happening on your end, because
it's curious
happening here.
It's curious to me that he allows me to get through it, because usually he just shuts off the technology and turns off the phone and whatever. You know. So for some reason I'm getting through to you.
Yeah, you might even, I don't know if energetic cording would be a good one to get on. I just don't know. I'll ask the people on the fast chat. You're probably on that. I get on the fast chat and we'll see what other people might want to recommend for you to do. We have had people who...
I'm just on the fast.
What's that?
Hello, are you still there, caller?
Well, if you can hear us, go in the fast chat, and maybe the people can help you what else to do.
Right, and I just want to add, and I've said this, I know, before, but I was dealing with a person who was openly connecting everyone to dark ETs and all sorts of things, and that dark arts practitioner totally, totally freed me of that. So I recommend it really highly. Just put in dark arts in the search, and it'll come right up. And because that's awful that you're living with that. And I hope that energy didn't just do something to make you go off the phone. But hopefully if you're not still listening, you'll be able to hear this on an archive and also go on the fast chat. Okay, Ron. Well, I was thinking, since that caller mentioned eyes, could you clear one cord out of our eyes? Everybody listening?
Sure, so here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I think we have somebody online there.
Thank you, Ron, for that clearing. Hello.
Hi, it's me again. I got my call dropped, so I just wondered if there was any information about the
You got cut off. Ron was just saying to go on the fast chat, and perhaps some other listeners will have suggestions for you. And I just reiterated that the dark arts practitioner clearing is very, very powerful, so I think that could really help you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to add anything else for this caller?
No, just check the fast chat and see what other people would say to do. They could be in the, or could
have
been.
Yeah, I'm not.
So I'll check the fast
chat. I can't
check the fact check. Is there any other alternative?
Gee, I'm sorry. It's hard to hear. You can't see the fast chat?
I'm not on a computer. I'm just on a phone.
Okay.
For a day, so.
Yeah, if you can get on a computer later, it'll still be there. And if you don't see things pertaining to you, you can click archive at the bottom left, and it'll go back a couple of pages for you. They're saying dark side, not dark arts. Okay. Thank you, listener. It's the dark side practitioner's clearing. I think I said dark arts. Recording release, which Ron already said. So you're in the state of Washington, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it possible for you to get to San Francisco to meet with Ron in April?
No, I'm working hospice. I don't think I can get out of it.
Well, that's too bad.
I would love to.
Well, we're sorry that you're dealing with that.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to meet you, Anne and Ron. I'm very, very thrilled to be part of this. So I'm encouraged.
I think you're going to get better and feel better. So congratulations to you for finding Ron. We all feel better after we find Ron. And thanks so much for calling, and call in again or write to us on email or whatever, because we would love to hear from you and hear how you're getting free
thank
of that.
You.
Thank you so much for calling.
I feel like you're on my side.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night. Right, and a listener's saying she can check the fast chat later, so... Yeah, that it kind of stays up. We seem to be the only ones using this fast chat, so.
Okay,
Ron.
So what kind of clearing can we do tonight, Anne?
Okay. Well, we've had a couple of questions and requests about space clearings. Can you do perhaps clear, the room each of us are sitting in or something?
Okay, let's do that. Here we go. So... have anything lurking in your room? It's probably gone now, but maybe there's something outside your house waiting to come in.
Or it could be a different room, like maybe you have a big house or it's upstairs or something, and you can go into that room now, and Ron will clear that room out for you.
here we go. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, dear. 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Oh, let's see how things are going with everybody here.
Okay. Yes, let us know how everybody feels. That felt good to me. I don't feel like there was too much going on in my room, but it feels a little lighter in here, a little brighter. So thank you for that, Ron. We have an interesting question. I guess this is something you might know about, Ron. Can you explain synchronicities and coincidences? Does the dark side make those happen, or do we create coincidences? And by me, she means, with our spirits. Ron? Are you
there? Yeah, I'm looking at that. Yeah, it could be both ways.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It could be if you're in the now or if you're out on timelines, having to revisit something or see something. It's kind of like deja vu in a sense, a coincidence, as events could happen that you go, well, how'd that happen? Or thought that would happen. Or, well, I'm lucky. I was thinking of this today and now it manifests for me. So, it could be both ways. So if you're in the moment, then it can happen to you and probably have a much better consciousness of energy, we'll say, having a much better result. Emotions. So remember, the emotions will drag you down. I'll use the money situation. I don't like to use that because, we deal with it so much here and situation of money. But let's just say that you're not in the now, okay? Now you're in the emotions on timelines. You want to bring yourself money. Well, you start thinking about the money that you'd like to have. Maybe you need an extra $100. So you think about, where can I get $100 at, you know? And now you're really emotionally attached to this $100 bill. Getting $100 because you don't have it and you need it. You have a bill that came due and you need to get the $100. So now you use your emotions to get it. So now you're dealing with the law of karma, the law of cause and effect. One way is that the law of cause and effect could bring you the $100 very easily because you're putting out all this mental energy for it. That means that somebody will probably lose $100 to give it to you. Or maybe the dark side may also say, well, you know, the person needs $100, but, you know, we see something in their DNA where they're going to have to now do something, so we're going to make them lose $200. Now they're going to be in more deep problems because they didn't clean out their DNA, and we love giving them situations. Now you're actually $300 in the hole because you wanted to get the $100. Remember, when you work with darkness, you know, what you're dealing with can always come up in front of you and sabotage you, what you wish to have. And the light, it'll probably come to you effortlessly, but you do need to move your feet and to look around and to see how to get that possibility. But maybe in the light, you wanted $100 in the now, might bring you $1,000. Artists, it may just start taking stuff away from you. They know that you're already in trauma. Actually, you know, trauma brings misery and more misery, so they'll put you into more misery to get more energy off of you. That's kind of the way it works. So you don't want to be involved with the energy in duality, because it could bring you more of what you don't have, okay? So you have black now, the black could be a lot worse. I'm going to get into the timeline in the now and then do your manifestation. That's one way to look at that. But back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, and I would say that even if you look back on something that was a coincidence or a synchronicity, you know the difference if you're constantly staying with your spirit and heart-centered. When that happened, was I in the now and heart-centered, and therefore it's a good thing? Or was I not in my body, and was I in a thinking mode, and therefore it could be something, you know, to steer away from? That's what I would think. Right, Ron?
Yep, I would say that too, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Okay, someone has, we talked a bit earlier about the wonderful satellite clearing for the Earth and the gray skies clearing, and a listener has a question. Should we be doing the space-time crash on those two free healings? In addition.
I don't think so. Just do it if you're doing, you know, the timeline crash for yourself.
Okay.
I don't think I would do a space-time crash because it may bring in energies that you don't want to have here.
Okay. And a listener on the fast chat had a great idea for the last caller who has a specific person attacking her and courting her to put that person's name in the alien keyword clearing.
Oh,
might
yeah,
that
would be good.
Yeah, I thought that was a wonderful idea.
Then also do the darkness to light on them. And do the,
right.
I do the darkness to light. They may be growling at you.
Oh, and I wanted to repeat, because we had a couple of questions. Ron has two healings, alien to light and clone to light clearing. Is that what you're talking about, Ron?
I was thinking more of the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode.
Oh, okay.
Act continuously on the person.
Well, now, is that person, do you know, that's attacking that woman, is that an alien?
I can't disclose that.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me just finish my thought, which is if you
Ron announced on our last show, which was February 19th, that if you wanted the alien to light or clone to light clearing, you need to send him an email. And could you also reference February 19th or, what is today, the 21st, I guess? Yeah, the 21st of February that you heard it on the BBS radio show. Thank you. All right. Okay, this is something that perhaps other listeners could help this person with. And we could put this on the fast chat, or maybe Ron would say some things. Can I get some recommendation words to put into the psychic billboard? That's a good question.
It's wherever you want. The psychic billboard is designed for you personally, and you put down where you are, okay, in your life. What are you dealing with, okay? What issue or situation do you have, and how do people view you with that situation? You have to find out for your own self what to put in there. And from there, you want to put where you want to go to, how you want your energy system to change. People will see it as being changed. Up to you to do that. I can't really help too much with that. But you want to change it. And then watch people, and every day or two, just every 2 days for sure, you need to change what's on there, because people are responding to you, and you will need to make a new one while you're stuck in a holding pattern. Oh, you don't want to be in a holding pattern. You want to move on with your particular energy system.
That's interesting, Ron. So just keep changing it all the time.
You have to do that. Yeah, that's what I always say. I didn't say it enough. It's much like having crystals, okay, that store energy. Let's just say that you have one of those biomats and you buy one and you don't clean it off. Don't do and go on the website to do the object clearing. So we'll say that you had a bad back a year ago and you used the biomat and it felt great for you. A lot of people have biomats. I have a person that sells them if you're interested. Ask me, but I can give you the person's name. But it's amethyst and maybe other things possibly. I'm not sure, but it's very nice. So the person will say, had a bad back a year ago. They went on there, and it gave them some relief. They felt really great. And then they put it aside. And so all of a sudden you think, I'll get the biomat out because it helped me back then. Oh, I got maybe, a sore shoulder, right? So you get on there, and all of a sudden the crystals remember what they took out of you, how you got a bad back and a bad shoulder because you didn't clean it out. That's very similar. The way you need to work with your psychic billboard, you got to keep moving it. You don't want to be stuck in a holding pattern. So the biomat will keep you in a holding pattern of what you had being contaminated if you use it without clearing it. And that's it. I've had people say, you just put it out in the sun and everything else. It doesn't work. No real way to clear it unless you go onto the website, actually clean it and clear it with an object clearing. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, it's 5 of the hour already, and we did get... I'll save this for another show, but just a listener is writing in, and this is helpful, that if he gets a random pain, something that he feels is from outside of him, he uses the finger exercise, and it'll make the pain or discomfort go away. So he's suggesting people try that. So thank you very much, and I'll read his whole email perhaps tomorrow night or on one of next week's shows. So I guess we're about ready to say goodbye. Ron, do you have any parting words?
Oh, we got our 8-hour call coming up on Sunday, and we're all doing wonderful. And tomorrow night we go to the light shift. So we'll do it live, and we do that on Saturday night. So hopefully you'll be on same time, same station. I used to say, in Radio Land when I was younger, be square or be there. So, so blessings. Bye, everyone.
Good night, all. Thank you, Ron. Thanks, everyone.